Provider's Office. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Kimba. I'm calling from Provider's Office about a fax that I received from you guys.
Okay, and can you please provide me the practice name?
Well, that's the issue, is that this is for a practice that's not my practice.
Can you verify doctor name?
You sent me a fax on a Rodolfo Herrera.
Oh, okay. Okay, allow me a moment. Thank you so much for your call, ma'am. I'm going to transfer this call to the concerned person, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Shamir?
Yes. I'm Sophie.
Hi. I was just calling. I got a fax number. I got a fax sheet from you about a denial on a patient. And my understanding that this was supposed to have a different patient's information on it because this patient does not belong to our practice.
May I know the patient?
And therefore, the one that you sent me is for Christy Reese. R-E-I-S, case number A-287-616-622.
Okay, wait.
Did you find it?
Yes.
Okay, so you sent me this fax, which I actually think, I mean, obviously it was by error because that patient doesn't belong to our practice, but that also means that there was a failure to notify me about a case of mine that actually was denied, and now I've lost my window of doing a peer-to-peer because this was the only notification that I received, and it doesn't have the correct patient's information on there. So I need to figure out a way to do a peer-to-peer, provide more information on the correct patient, because they're saying that now because it's a Texas patient that the patient's opportunity for a peer-to-peer would close. But I wasn't actually given a chance to do it because you sent me the wrong information.
Our provider is not available to do peer-to-peer.
Why?
We have to do is appeal if the case is denied.
Why can't I do a peer-to-peer?
Sorry?
Why can't I do a peer-to-peer?
Because that's our provider's choice.
Sorry?
That's our provider's choice.
The provider chooses not to do a peer-to-peer?
Yes, he's not being available to do peer-to-peer. We have only option for the appeal, so we send
appeal. How is that good practice for the patient? You guys just decide not to do something? You guys say you can do a peer-to-peer and say, never mind, he doesn't want to do it today?
No, we send an appeal.
I'm not asking for an appeal. I'm asking for a peer-to-peer. You guys sent a letter of a patient that doesn't belong to us with an intent to deny a procedure. And then whenever I called about my patient separately is when I was notified that this fax that you sent me on somebody else was actually supposed to be the information for my patient, which means I did not actually get the window to do the peer-to-peer, and I would like that window back.
I can explain you. We received the denial letter for this member, and if we go through the denial letter, we get the fax number from that letter, and there is...
When did you fax that?
On yesterday, August 4th.
After the window had already closed?
Which window?
The window to do peer-to-peer had already closed.
But we are not asking for peer-to-peer.
I'm asking for a peer-to-peer.
Yes, but our provider...
Because the determination was made because the peer-to-peer window had closed, but I did not actually get to use the peer-to-peer window because you sent me somebody else's information.
Which patient's information?
You sent me Christy Reese. That patient does not belong to our practice. You sent me Christy Reese on behalf of Rodolfo Herrera. I'm talking about Justin Gray on behalf of Mohammed Basuni.
No, that's the different provider, and our provider is different. I'm saying
that the patient's information that I received via fax is a patient that does not belong to our practice. And according to the utilization review team, the peer-to-peer team, they said that this was the notification that you sent me about the peer-to-peer for Justin Gray. And if this is the only notification that you sent me, this is the wrong patient. So how was I notified about a peer-to-peer option if this is the only information that you gave me?
Okay, just wait, I'm checking. We sent the letter through fax, and I'm just looking for the fax right now.
Mm-hmm. I got this on August 1st at 8:05 a.m.
Yeah, but we are not supposed to do any fax regarding that member on August 1st.
Because I didn't receive any phone calls, didn't get any voicemails. This is the only communication I got. It doesn't even have the patient's information on there.
So,
what has a patient's information, just not our patient?
Do you receive the information for Christy Rice on yesterday?
For Chris, I received it on August 1st. Christy Rice is not our patient. I don't know why I received this back.
The fax number do you have is 801-994-1083?
Nope.
Then which fax number do you have? Because I sent the appeal for Christy Reese on 801.
I'm saying that Christy Reese is not my patient.
Okay.
I'm saying you sent me her information. She's not our patient. I'm asking you to look into Justin Great, who is my patient.
No,
and according to your peer-to-peer team.
That's not our partner.
Can you look at the case that I'm talking about? I feel like you're just saying things. It's not making any sense.
That's not our patient. Do you spell out the patient's name? It's Justin.
Justin Great.
No, that's not our patient. And we also.
Yes, it is. You sent me a fax.